This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Duncan, so excited to have an artist joining us today who is one of the absolute darlings of the Australian music scene. She's sold more than 2.5 million albums, five of which have gone top 10, plus 14 top 10 singles. And adding to that talent, she's also starred in films and TV shows and represented us on the Eurovision stage. Welcome to Hope Breakfast for the first time, Jessica Mowboy.
Good morning.
How are ya?
Oh,
we're so excited. We've been waiting so long to talk to you. Obviously, we've been insanely busy as well.
We've been waiting, yeah.
Are we doing this melodically? Hold on, let me have a go at this. You've been making music for 14 years now. Does that feel like a super long time?
It's been awesome, yeah.
There is like two polar opposites there of talent as far as singing. And I think you know who's who there, Jess.
I just crushed it. That was amazing.
You gave it a go.
All right, I'm going to shut down this because I want to actually get some answers from Jess rather than hear you sing, Dunk. Jess, you have been doing, as Duncan sang, you have been doing music for so long, 14 years now since you were on Australian Idol. Robbed, still, I must say.
Don't get me started with Eurovision. Sorry. You go ahead. Go ahead with your question.
Does it feel like a long time or is it all a bit of a blur?
I remember every single moment, and I feel, you know what, there's a huge proudness, I think. There's a lot of things. It's definitely not blurred. I know I've done so much in the last 14 years, and I'm still in love with it. Like, there's so much more that I want to do. I'm all fired up in the sense of, like, I just want to do more filming. I want to do more collaborating. I want to do more performances. I want to be able to just be as alive in creativity as much as I can. For when I do stop, I don't know when, I won't ever, just because I'm so in love with it. There's never a dull moment, for sure. I'm always constantly singing or creating something or collaborating on somebody else's project, which I love. I love being able to share music in all different lights.
Well, you know, I think about The Sapphires, which you were in. It's just a fantastic film. And
Thank you.
And I think to myself, you know, like it trod that line of being playful, funny, but also really powerful and gripping and dealing with a lot of the challenging issues of the moment. Like if I was to, you know, be a movie director of some description, and I was ringing you, what would be the role that you're like, absolutely, I'm in, I don't need to talk to anyone about this, I want to be a part of it?
Maybe like a thriller movie. Like, I'd love to do something scary. I think that would probably be my next goal, to creating a script or, you know, having a director or a script writer come forward with, you know, a character that's kind of running from fear.
I
don't know. I think I could play that really well.
Do you ever think, Jess, that you could play a villain?
Ooh, I've thought of that quite a few times. Look, I could try. I mean, I do love method acting training. I do love to really getting into character. I mean, I watched The Joker. That was something that the recent Joker. And I just found it so powerful. Like, even the backstory of this guy who just couldn't stop laughing. You know, like that was pretty much. You know, he's part of, I guess, the downfall of his medical, you know. I found it so sad to watch, but at the same time, he just turned into this powerful, you know, community. Like, he made people realize, you know, that it's normal. Like, we all have these, you know, these things that make us different. I could give it a go for sure.
Every Saturday night, she performs live on stage all over Darwin. But when the lights go out, things get crazy.
Something along those lines?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
By day, by night.
Now, Jess, yeah. I mean, this year has been very different for you as an artist, as it has for the whole music industry, but you're playing your first show for the year here in Western Sydney on November 21st, which is pretty crazy to do your first show at this end of the year. How have you found 2020, and have you managed to fill the time learning some new skills along the way?
Look, I have really taken the last 8-9 months just with, you know, I guess self-empowerment. You know, it has been really, really quiet for me. It's the quietest I think I've ever been. But it's really taken me to, you know, consider, you know, other people and communities that are finding it even more difficult, that have lost their jobs. I had the urges of, you know, just, you know, packing it in and going home. But I also knew, you know, the danger within that, going up north to see family, you know, due to the restrictions. You know, I definitely had to really re-navigate and, you know, how I was going to get through COVID. And that was purely reaching out to even band members, like, you know, family that I've met along the way that I collaborate music with, found it really tough and difficult. And so it was just reaching out to them, making sure that they were okay, making sure that, you know, my Sydney community around me that, you know, I love and I've formed a wonderful relationship with, that they were all okay. So, yeah, my family were fine up in the NT. Everyone was fine. Like, there was no cases. So, like, you know, they were kind of living life and just, you know, going about, you know, their normal kind of day. So this is, for me, it was the most weirdest, but also it was also re-navigating to thinking about others that, you know, are finding it really difficult through that period. Yeah.
On the show, we're super sleuths and we're very good at working things out. And just based on what you're saying there, you got 8 months off, you know, you're hanging out with family and friends, you're calling band members. I then think to myself, Taylor Swift releases a COVID album. I can only wonder that this is the pipeline for the brand new Jess Malboy album. I mean, when you put it all together with the fact that Hilda's a year old now, I mean, are we talking new music?
Yeah. Yeah, look, it was, I'm finding that I'm collaborating more with a lot of Australian artists and I'm loving it. You know, doing this Macarada project with Midnight Oil has been, I guess, you know, my most proudest as well as Hilda and having Hilda be acknowledged in the Arias this year. I'm really fulfilled in a sense of, you know, I'm doing what I naturally do with music and that's in a really good light. I think, you know, staying really positive and connected, you know, with people in the community has been a huge, you know, and an important thing that drives me as well. You know, just making sure that everyone around me is all okay has kind of been, you know, the first thing that comes to my head. And I mean, this show, I can't even believe, I'm freaking out, you know, I'm secretly going in awe and kind of giddy about this first show because I just don't know what to expect, you know, and to be in the physical light of actually performing again and knowing everybody's backstory and, you know, getting there at some point. Has kind of been a mission for everyone. But, yeah, it's all kind of – we're evolving and we're doing something different and doing it differently. And, yeah, there's just kind of going to be a new way and a new flow of how everyone feels moving forward. Yeah.
Jess, do you want us to make it a bit easier for you? Because we did this with Dami Im. I mean, we put on costumes and we sung a cover duet with them. And it just really took the tension out of the room. And it set the bar low.
To be fair, it was a fundraiser, so we got away with it.
What
did
you wear? Like, what kind of costume? Like, what type of...
Oh, I have Australian native animal onesies. So it would be a koala bear and a kangaroo.
Okay.
Particularly designed for wintertime. So in summertime, they get very sweaty.
Yeah, November's not great.
Yeah, this is a bad time of the year to do this.
Yeah.
But okay, we sang Raw with Dami Im.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Look, we could try something. We'll figure it out. We'll, you know, we'll keep connected. We'll, like...
This is going to be one of those. Your agent will call my agent.
Jess, you were just too nice.
This is unbelievable.
You can't not be nice. I love this about you.
Honestly, we can make this work. Like, I will show you like what I, you know, what I will be, you know, my costumes would look like, and you know, maybe, you know, you could take some of, you know, the textures that I'm using and apply them to your outfits or whatever, you know.
We know the oils. We can see some midnight oil covers.
I mean, Jess.
Exactly, yes.
Maybe we could dress as butterflies, because that is your new single, Butterfly. We are about to hear it. Yes. Can you tell us about the song?
I'd be the ugliest butterfly in the world.
Oh, I'm sure you guys would be fluttering. You can flutter around while I sing the butterfly song. It would look divine. You'd look beautiful in it. We could create a whole look, a butterfly look.
Could you tell us about the song, Jess?
Yeah, Butterfly was inspired by my parents. So I wrote this song, you know, watching the struggles my parents had in terms of their relationship and how they treated each other, you know, which was most of the time really normal, I think. A lot of the things that they fought over was purely not having enough money to put food on the table or buy us school things or, you know, we didn't, you know, that it was just, you know, trying to provide for, you know, five young women who were growing. And, you know, I guess that was something that, you know, really inspired me, watching, you know, these two grown men and women coming together at really hard, difficult times and trying to make amends with, you know, their relationship and their life and meanwhile providing for us and taking good care of us and making sure that, you know, we were always okay and loved. So this basically is a song about transforming and constantly transforming, you know, and the ups and downs with, you know, having to give love and maybe it's not enough or maybe it's too much, you know. So this is about that and watching them and observing them when I was little. And I remember I took that, I was sitting there in the studio and I just thought, oh, wow, like, this, you know, this is something that, you know, is really close to my heart, and I remember it so visually in detail. Me sitting on you know, on the top of the stairs, and you know, there was this kind of access window from the top of the stairs into the dining room, and I could see my parents, you know, just kind of sitting there helpless and trying to figure life out. So that's a bit of a window, and I just thought it would be so beautiful to dedicate that song to them, in, you know, as a love and passion tribute to them.
Jess, we love you so much. This song is amazing. Before we hear the song, we want to just make a little bit of an invitation to you, because here at The Breakfast Show on Hope 103.2, we have an exclusive club. It's called the Sam and Duncan's Best Friend Club.
Mm-hmm.
Now, currently,
I love.
Currently in the group, it's got us, Sam and Duncan, plus Dami Im, Sam Mack, and Eddie Wu as well.
It's huge.
Would you do us the honour of becoming the sixth inductee into the Sam and Duncan's Best Friends Club?
Oh, I would love that. I would be so honoured. Absolutely. What do I have to do? Like, how do I...
Just
what,
be our friend, Jess.
It's nothing.
Oh, of course I can.
Yes!
Yes!
I was thinking maybe I had to do the... I was thinking maybe I had to do the three-step, or, you know, is there a one-step? What's the rule?
A secret handshake, maybe. We haven't developed that yet, but maybe we will do that. It's not great. It's not great for radio.
I'll create a few off camera and I'll send a video and maybe we could start from there.
Yes! Yes!
Excellent. Well, Jess, we're so excited you're in the Best Friends Club, but more excited about the fact you're playing in Western Sydney November 21. Find out details online, and we're going to hear your brand new song, Butterfly, right now. Thank you so much, Jess.
Love you, Sam. Love you, Duncan. Love you, my besties. I'll see you soon.
Yes! See you, Jess!
Bye. Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you, Jess.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.